This has been the summer of the comic book hero movie and the sequel, but it's also been a summer in which documentaries have reached wide audiences with such surprise hits as Winged Migration and Spellbound. Joining us now to talk about one of the bright spots in an otherwise oppressive summer is Morning Edition and Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, Renee.
So how did it come to pass that the Hulk has been fighting for screen time with a bunch of kids at a spelling bee? Nice idea, though.
It is a nice idea. Well, you know, there are several reasons why these documentaries have become so popular. One reason is that they're easier to make now with new digital equipment. They're inexpensive. Another thing I think of is that reality TV, there's no bad thing that doesn't blow someone at some good. Reality TV has kind of started to convince people that the real world is interesting.
Well, who are the people who are making these movies? Now, you suggest it might be people who have access to technology they might otherwise not have had.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing a lot of first-time directors because they get an idea. With a documentary, you don't need to hire a cast. You don't need to write a script. There's a guy named Jeff Blitz, the director of Spellbound, who was in film school not studying documentaries when he saw the National Spelling Bee on ESPN, and he decided this is something that had to be a film.
And went out and basically did it. Well, why don't we take a quick listen to this to give us a feel for what at least this film is like.
My mom and dad both like to play with words and make funny sayings and stuff like that.
Ain't Miss B Haven. And I have stationery that says Be Happy. B-E-E. And it's bumblebees flying around.
I think that's where my love of words came from.
Well, you're full of jabberwocky tonight, aren't you?
Well, I got another word for it.
They remind me of Edith and Archie Bunker.
No ponderous narration in this film, hey? I mean, different from maybe the sort of old-style documentaries that we were used to seeing years ago.
Yes, I mean, this is kind of like those commercials. This is like documentaries now have no boundaries. You know, they're doing all kinds of things. I mean, they're visual documentaries like Winged Migration and new surfing film Step Into Liquid, edgy documentaries like Bowling for Columbine that won the Oscar, and then these heartwarming stories like Spellbound and O.T. Our Town.
It is not as if these documentaries have huge advertising budgets, or I certainly wouldn't think so. How do people hear about them?
Well, there are two ways. One is that they put them in festivals and they try and hope that they'll win something and that word of mouth will start from there. They do what they call affinity screenings, affinity group screenings. They screen for people who they think would have an intrinsic interest in the subject matter and that they'll tell their friends.
I gather that you can give us a little preview of what the new documentaries are that we can look forward to.
Yeah, there's a couple of new ones that are just going around now that I think are really fascinating and very different. One is called The Weather Underground, and it's a very serious look at the political group in the 70s. It interviews a lot of underground members, and it's quite interesting. And the other film is called Stoked. It's from a completely different world. It's the world of skateboarding, and it's about a very famous skateboarder, a man named Mark Gator Rogowski, who was at the top of his game, one of the most celebrated skateboarders in the country, and his fortunes changed, styles of skating changed, his personal problems kind of got the better of him, and he ended up murdering somebody, and he's now in prison. And this is a very interesting exploration, not only of skateboarding culture, but of what celebrity can do to unprepared people, and what happens to these people when it goes away.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.